From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Hundreds of thousands of people cross back and forth between the U.S. and Mexico every day for a number of reasons. Maybe they have a job on the other side, or maybe they live on the other side. Maybe they have a family that needs attention. You don't think of a border crossing as a mass gathering, but it really kind of is. Marketplace's Andy Euler is in Brownsville, Texas, trying to figure out what's changed at the border as a result of COVID-19. Andy, what are people telling you?
Right. So I spent yesterday hanging out at a bus stop just a few yards from the border. It's where I ran into Juan Benavides. He lives in Matamoros, which is literally just yards, maybe a couple of miles from Brownsville, from the Texas border. He has business partners on the Brownsville side, and he was meeting up with them. And I asked him how concerned he was about COVID-19. And he says, personally, sure, he's trying to make sure to wash his hands and pay attention to the news. But people in Matamoros and the government official there don't really seem all that concerned.
La gente sigue yendo a sus trabajos, se transporta.
He says everybody's continuing to go to work, public transportation and movement of people is all the same. He says everything is calm and nobody really seems all that worried about it in Mexico. And you can see that at the official border crossing, too.
So people are still crossing. People aren't working from home like so many companies are doing here in the U.S.?
Right. I kept asking folks at the border about exactly that. And almost to a person, they told me that that's not really an option there in Mexico. What's interesting is that one woman I spoke with, Maria Guadalupe Contreras, who also lives in Matamoros and was visiting family in Brownsville, said, the only people she knows who are not going to work anymore are people who work in the healthcare industry.
Yo tengo un amigo que trabaja en un centro.
So she says she has a friend who works at a healthcare center in Matamoros, and those are the people who have rules about not coming in. She says she knows a few people in Matamoros who are on salary, but nobody's really asking them to work from home. And nobody is treating the border as a large gathering place, which it undoubtedly is. Everybody that I spoke with said nobody with Customs and Border Patrols asked how they were feeling, if they had any health concerns or anything about that. They just wanted to see paperwork and make sure they had a legal right to work in Brownsville.
Marketplace's Andy Euler reporting from Brownsville, Texas. Thanks very much.
You got it, Sabri.